This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Ethan likes this song a lot, so I was going to play a little bit. I don't usually use this one with the first half of the song. I usually just use the back half at 3:20. The band is called The Beaches. But Ethan told me, he goes, I like that one. I want you to use it outside of the first segment. So I did that for my producer here
this
afternoon.
That's very thoughtful.
He's going to join us in the next hour, too. He pulled this audio that I want to share. It's really a cool story I found in the LA Times, and it relates to payphones. That's all I'm going to say right now.
That's intriguing.
There aren't a lot of payphones that exist, right? Somebody came up with a very interesting, unique idea to put payphones to work, and it's kind of catching on with some people. So I'll share. I have really compelling, emotional audio that I will share in the next hour, and we'll get to some of that with Alex Rich from Y98. We have Adam Elwinger in the next hour to talk a lot about some of the things that happened with President Trump and communication and how people misunderstand some of these things. Certainly, I was one of those people in the past, if you go back 8 years. And then Jeff Smith's going to weigh in on the mayor's race at 5:25. So there was a there's a podcast out there with a guy by the name of Jim Vanderhei. Jim Vanderhei is one of the big shots over at Axios. He's the founder of Axios. Now, Axios is not really a right-wing outlet. It is more of a left-wing outlet. However, one thing I must say, and I think we even talked about this yesterday a little bit, is Alex Thompson from Axios, who wrote this book with Jake Tapper that's about to come out. There's two. There's Fight, and then there's this other one. You know, that goes into what happened in the last few years. Alex Thompson was a guy that was out there that was sort of leading the charge in this, and quite candidly, other people ignored him. But what's interesting here is that Jim Vanderhei, who certainly may now want to claim, like, oh yeah, I was just as interested in this as, you know, my reporter Alex Thompson was. Well, he wasn't, and I'm going to offer some proof of that here in just a second. But he goes on this podcast, and he's talking about, you know, let's talk about media bias. How did the trust in the American media really happen? Now, this is something that I've been talking about for literally almost 30 years. Bernie Goldberg, former CBS veteran news guy, wrote a book in 1997 or 1998 called Bias and exposed a lot of this stuff. And I've literally been talking about media bias for decades. Now, it's gotten a lot worse. We know. But Jim Vanderhei has some theories about this. I'm going to share those with you, and then we'll reveal some of the hypocrisy here in a second.
I feel like the trust really started to shatter over the last decade. And I look at it as in three phases. The first was the creation of Twitter. What happened with Twitter is people forget, like now it's a lot of conservative voices, a lot of independent voices. It was a hotbed of liberal groupthink for a long time. And it was the first time since I've been in this business that I would get on a feed and I would see reporters who I had trusted, who I had admired, making it crystal clear what their views were, what side they were on. You could tell in what they were tweeting, and you could tell in who they were following and who was following them.
So that was an interesting point, because when I first heard this audio, I disagreed with him on the first part about how Twitter was this, you know, liberal bastion play. Maybe it was, but you had to follow those people to be. I didn't follow people like that. I followed people that I was interested in, and some of them were liberals. But I loved Twitter from the beginning because you can share a bunch of content. I thought that people were very creative. I still think a lot of people are very creative, whether they do it on Instagram or TikTok, even though I don't have TikTok or Twitter, because there's this creativity out there that was untapped before social media. Now, there's a lot of bad things about social media. Don't get me wrong, but there are aspects of it, even Twitter, that I still like today. But his point about the reporters being exposed is very interesting. You know, I've had a little fun here in the past year with what's-her-name over at Channel 5, the Asian anchor who's proud of herself because someone took a shot at what's-her-name. I don't even know. She blocked me on Twitter. Michelle Lee. Okay, but the criticism I had of Michelle was that she had her identifiers on her Twitter handle. Guess where those have gone, Sue, after the election?
Nowhere.
Bye-bye.
They've really? Gone.
But my point was, and this is what I tried to say to the news director over there, Art Holliday, who went to my alma mater, the University of Missouri Journalism School. I said, how can you have a reporter who is covering alphabet mafia issues, right? The trans issue here in St. Louis. How can that reporter be unbiased when they are declaring allegiance? And by the way, Michelle Lee didn't just have her identifiers. In a response tweet to me, she said, I proudly stand with the LGBTQIA LMNOP community. Wait a second. How can you fairly report on anything related? The answer, this is rhetorical, ladies and gentlemen. You can't, right? You cannot. But isn't it interesting that the identifiers are down? They were so important 6 months ago, Michelle. What happened? So Vanderhei's point on that is, I think, rather important. Yeah, there were a lot of people out there. It wasn't too tough to find out where they were coming from.
So I thought that was stage one, because at least before, any bias people had, they hid from the public. Now it was in somewhat full view. Then came along kind of the COVID, defund the police, word policing, where I think a lot of Americans were looking around and be like, that just doesn't sit right with me. And it doesn't, and the way it's being covered didn't sit right with them.
The way it's being covered, well, you weren't.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Covering it. You guys never covered the trans issue until Jamie Reed came along here in St. Louis. That really was a big turning point. But even today, the sports media, ESPN's not going to cover, you know, all these trans athletes who are winning. They completely ignore that stuff. Most of the legacy media does. But real American people, here's what happened. You know, you want to talk about COVID. People realized what was happening to us. And the mama bears got real pissed out there about what was happening to kids in school. So I think COVID, not the coverage of COVID necessarily, but the actual existence of the lockdowns and all this stuff had a big impact on trust as well, even trust in the media.
And then I think the final straw really was the coverage of Joe Biden, when people were saying, hey, I can see with my own two eyes that the guy seems pretty old, probably doesn't seem capable of being the president in the next term, and yet there's not a whole hell of a lot of coverage of it. Alex Thompson, our White House reporter, just won the White House Reporting Award because he was one of the few reporters to write about the decline of Joe Biden.
So that's true, but I'm going to have a little asterisk here in a second. It is true, and I'll give credit to Alex Thompson.
And he got the hell kicked out. Exactly. Some of the very reporters who may have, you know, who will applaud him when he wins the award in a couple of weeks. If you go back and look at their Twitter feeds, there's a lot of people dunking on him and saying, oh, that's not actually true. And we're on the other ends of the calls from the White House saying that you guys are out on a limb, you're wrong, you're crazy, blah, blah, blah. And so I think those three things in totality really cemented the distrust that a lot of people have in media.
But Vanderheim wants to make it seem like it was just a few bad apples who lied to the American people, and that is certainly not the case. And by the way, it was well beyond what happened in the three issues that he, you know, addressed. It's Brett Kavanaugh and the Kavanaugh hearings. It's Covington Catholic. It's so many different things where the American people got wind of the fact that this stuff was not being reported accurately. It's also the rise of Joe Rogan and podcasts and people who were telling the truth in very different ways. And they were calling it like they see it. You know, because one thing that I would say is, if you're really thinking about some of this stuff in just the media landscape form, the guy that was holding everyone's feet to the fire on this for the longest time, and I do think that the latter years of his career weren't quite as strong, was Rush Limbaugh. Mm. But when Rush passed away, that opened the path even more so for a Rogan or people like that, because the alternative voices were out there, but they may not have been amplified as much as they were certainly in the last 5 years.
And you can go and listen to long form interviews with people and actually get a feel for them instead of what the media was telling you in a minute and a half.
Exactly. Now, that same guy that just sat there on the podcast and preached to you and told you, oh, you know, I knew this all along. You know, I was trying to tell people, here he is, Jim Vanderheim.
What we do, what journalists do, what you did in Mississippi, what Al Jazeera does in the Middle East. You don't proclaim yourself to be a reporter? Like, that's nonsense. Like, being a reporter's hard.
So what he's saying is that there are people on Twitter and other people who claim to be independent journalists, but they cannot be in that caliber of highly esteemed professionals who went to journalism school and things like that. It's too important, that role is.
Hard. You have to care. You have to do the hard work. You have to get up every single day and say, I want to get to the closest approximation of the truth without any fear, without any favoritism.
What?
You don't do that by popping off on Twitter. You don't do that by having an opinion. You do it by doing the hard work.
What's the hard work that they're doing? I mean, one of my favorite parts of that, Phil Klein on Twitter recognized this as well. The best part of the sanctimonious rant is when he uses Qatari-funded Al Jazeera as an example of a media outlet that does real truth-seeking reporting out there. But let's talk about the truth-seeking reporting that Jim Vanderheim is highlighting here and claiming that he was just a victim of as well, because I'm going to offer you some examples here. Here is Morning Joe, for example.
Yeah, come on, slow clap, everyone. Whoa. First of all, I've got to say, extraordinary content. It needed to be said.
Yeah.
It continues to need to be said. When all of the garbage is flying around on social media, lying about reporters, lying about the hard work they do, lying about the hard work editors do, lying about everything up and down, about not only their alternative set of facts, but alternative set of facts about what people like you do.
Yeah, he's talking about people having alternative sets of facts.
But comparing that guy's mental state, I've said it for years now, he's cogent. But I undersold him when I said he was cogent. He's far beyond cogent. In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been intellectually. Analytically?
Yeah, so that's the same guy that wants to give props to Jim Vanderhyde and all these reporters who are working hard. When he's sitting there behind his desk with his wife every morning, was he that ignorant? I mean, there's two things here. Either you lied to the American people and you were very aware that he was not cogent, or you were that ignorant and you weren't doing your job. So no scenario is good there. But let's offer some more examples. This is a guy by the name of Kyle Chaney, who's on Washington This Week on PBS talking about some of these things.
Yeah. I kind of wonder, too, how much of this is driven. You know, Republicans on the other side have spent 4 years almost kind of weaponizing Biden's age against him. Trump is not that much younger than him, but we don't ever talk about Donald Trump's age.
You don't see it in the poll numbers either as much.
Right.
Why is that?
I mean, that's a great question.
This is a campaign debate they're having. Why aren't we talking about Donald Trump's age? We're only talking about Joe Biden's age, really?
Because I don't think you've had this years of concerted effort. I mean, Donald Trump, they're running ads showing Biden tripping every 5 seconds. And I think that you know, creates an sort of an aura that sticks, that is sort of stuck with Joe Biden. John Trump has always been very good at branding his opponents.
Years of a narrative? Years of a guy who now we know needed fluorescent tape on the ground to figure out where he was going to walk. And then there's this guy here, Mark Leibovich, who is on, this is the same show on Washington This Week on PBS. He's with The Atlantic. There's no shocker. Here's what he says then.
You were warning early about Biden's age. Is there anything surprising coming out to you now, or is this kind of a story about a group of people around Joe Biden covering up for him?
I mean, I'm not really surprised. I mean, I'm surprised to the degree to which he has completely disappeared since the election. I mean, I guess it's sort of obvious that a lame duck president, by definition, will not be a factor, especially when someone who has such a big footprint as Donald Trump is waiting in the wings.
Hang on, I screwed this up. I'm just going to tell you this right now. I reversed these bites. So that was after the election. Here, this is the same guy, Mark Leibovich, on that Washington Week program saying this last year.
Can I just actually just point out, though, that, I mean, it's not just making an issue of Biden's age. It's lying. It's saying he's senile. It's saying he's demented. Saying he's out of it. I mean, I think it's important to sort of state for a fact that a lot of these are just smears.
Right. Mentally, he's quite acute.
Yeah. So those guys are on that PBS show 6 months ago. So he's quite acute. This is all much ado about nothing. They're making this all the deepfake. And then they go on, oh, well, you know, we kind of knew this all along.
What the heck? I know,
it's ridiculous.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.